one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
And we are live for Ring of Honor's All-Star Extravaganza, number 8, pay-per-view pre-show, sponsored by RantEMRadio.com. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the pre-show of this amazing pay-per-view tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a great show. Of course, your host tonight, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I am joined by my main man, my tag team partner in crime, Mr. Kid Human. I don't know if he's back yet, though. He's not. But that's okay. So we're going to do this live in the chat room. And I'm going to boot it up to Ustream in a minute. But here we go. Now, I like the 9 o'clock start. Thank you for everybody. You can order it on pay-per-view, on ringofhonor.com, on Fight TV, F-I-T-E.com, of course. Check your local listings or your cable company people. And I ordered it on pay-per-view, so I'm excited. We're about 57 minutes away from the event, and it's going to be... All-Star Extravaganza is like the... I don't want to say the Survivor Series of Ring of Honor, but it's like it's the setup to their final battle, which is the end of the year, which will be in New York this year, so I'm pretty excited about that. But it's a stacked card. It's a very, very stacked card. And we're going to break down all the matches. I got a couple of clips I want to play, actually. If you can bear with me, I will probably bring up one of those clips now and play them while Kid Human is away doing his thing. But, yeah, so let's do that. 1 second. Let me bring this up. Thank you for everybody in the chat room who's checking in with us tonight. We'll be back with a post-show as well. Everybody, and you guys want to call in, anybody can call in, 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Well, first, let's take it to Kevin Kelly, who had an update about 2 hours ago. So let's take it to Kevin Kelly real quick.
Hey, Ring of Honor fans. Oh, no, Ian Riccaboni here.
Sorry,
in Lowell,
not,
Massachusetts.
Not,
and the days have turned into hours. The hours will soon turn into minutes as we approach All-Star Extravaganza live on pay-per-view. You can also view it on the Fight TV app, as well as the PlayStation Network and ROHWrestling.com. The ROH World Championship will be on the line tonight as Adam Cole defends against Michael Elgin. In addition, the ROH World Television Championship will be on the line as Bobby Fish goes one-on-one against the hometown favorite, Donovan Dijak. But the match everyone here in the CCI production truck has been buzzing about is, of course, Ladder War 6. The ROH World Tag Team Champions of the world, The Addiction, will face their nemesis, the Motor City Machine Guns, as well as my guests at this time, Nick and Matt Jackson.
Ooh. How's it going? Too sweet, me, man.
I'm just joking.
That's what Adam did.
That's the only thing we do.
Speaking of the production truck that we have, I hope they don't miss any of our cool high spots.
It's going to be hard. You see, we're going to go crazy tonight.
You've never seen us in a ladder war.
The fans that have not seen us in a ladder match, oh, good God almighty. They should be excited.
I'm excited. I'm excited to finally get those ROH tag team titles. We've only had those things one time. Really mediocre run.
And it was a lackluster run.
Let's get the belts this time.
Let's have it forever, right?
Let's have a sweet run.
You see, we got the tag team championship belts everywhere we go, everywhere we wrestle. So why don't we have them here, Matt?
There's a lot of these flavor of the day, flavor of the month. Mm-hmm. We're the flavor of the decade. We've been running professional wrestling on the tag team level for... Mm-hmm. Well over 10 years. This is what we do for a living. We're tag team specialists.
Get on our level.
Right.
You see, tonight, we wrestle our biggest rivals that we've ever had, the Motor City Machine Guns.
Mm-hmm.
the addiction.
Yep.
Two teams that we've wrestled throughout our career.
Better part of our career.
And well, tonight, what happens?
We're going to climb the ladder
to success.
Right. We're gonna turn this pay-per-view Ring of Honor's All-Star Extravaganza to five-star extravaganza.
I know you're watching. Tweet me. At Matt Jackson.
If you haven't ordered yet, good God Almighty, do something and order now, because I'm gonna go crazy.
No, he's serious. He's been telling me a couple of his ideas.
And I'm shoot crazy. And now I'll too sweet you on that.
You're gonna do it. You're gonna give it to him.
I did. All right.
We're getting those titles.
Well, the Young Bucks, they are on a mission here tonight to recapture the ROH World Tag Team Championships. I can't believe it. Well, Kevin, I got one up on you tonight. Here tonight in Lowell, Massachusetts, pay-per-view All-Star Extravaganza.
That was Ian Riccoboni with the Young Bucks. I thought it was Kevin Kelly. I apologize, but it wasn't. It was Ian reporting live about 2 hours ago. Lowell Memorial Auditorium in Western Massachusetts, Lowell, Massachusetts.
Doors are, the title changes.
Yeah. Isn't that where the Mountie won the IC belt from Pipe from when Bret Hart when he had the flu or something like that?
It might have been, but I know Joe won the championship off of Finn Balor there earlier this year.
Oh no, I stand corrected, Kid Human. Springfield, Massachusetts was when that infamous night where he dropped the belt to the Mountie at a house show. But yeah, we're not talking about WWE. I'm sorry. Talk about Ring of Honor, kid. Ring of Honor. So, yeah, go order it. It's going to be dope. They're doing a TV taping tomorrow as well. Our man Corey from New Hampshire, who's actually getting married this weekend, he's doing his bachelor party there tonight. I asked him to call in.
That's a pretty sweet bachelor party.
Yeah, I asked him to call in. He said no, because he's going to be drinking. And he said he's going to take some pictures and post them to the page. So I appreciate that. But Kid Human, the card itself is stacked. You guys want to talk some Ring of Honor, give us a call. 718-878-6394. I posted it in the chat room too. 718-878-6394. Or you can add us on Skype. All one word, Throwbacks and Awfulness. So, all right. Now, have you been following Ring of Honor at all, or you're just here for the ride, or you've been watching?
I've followed it. I watched a couple of the episodes. I think I missed the last one.
Okay.
Well, the one that came out on Monday, I didn't watch yet.
Okay. That's fair. That's, I mean, it is what it is. It's kind of hard. You know, what Scott and I do, on top of our jobs and our lives and, you know, everything else, we have to, like, watch a lot of wrestling sometimes, and it's inundating, so I can't blame anybody for, you know, I wish I had the time to watch all these promotions. I just have to play catch up, you know?
Yeah.
With Ring of Honor, though, I'm pretty lucky because they do all their stuff online, and I don't have the Comet channel. Or I do, and I can't find it on Fios. And I don't even think it's in HD. But, you know, Sinclair is only available in certain, you know, parts of the country, which is cool. Like, they put all their stuff online anyway. So, which is not too terrible. But you got a stack card. There's an internet match that's going to start in, like, I want to say 40 minutes or so. It's going to be Evil with Will Ferrara taking on Silas Young in a triple threat.
It's actually, they're fighting each other. It's,
yeah, it's a three-way
match.
Yeah, triple threat. Evil versus Will Ferrara versus Silas Young. That should be an interesting match.
Yeah.
But every match, almost every match on the card tonight has been a nice story being told. Ring of Honor has gone through a transition in terms of stables and factions and guys coming in and out of the promotion, and they've done a really good job of cleaning up their act in terms of guys putting guys in place. For example, Adam Cole winning the world championship from Jay Lethal recently and then taking over the Bullet Club, which was amazing. I mean, Kenny Omega technically is the leader, but I guess would you consider Adam Cole the co-captain of the Bullet Club because he's holding it down here in the States, you know?
I'd say he is the leader.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean I know the Elite thing with the Bucks and Kenny Omega, they had that going on as well. It's like a side hustle too, you know. But
I mean, John Gotti was, you know, the Don, but he had his specialists. He had his Elite.
See, you're only getting this from two Italian guys from Queens. So you getting all this a potpourri of commentary from myself and the infamous Kid Human. Because that's how we do it.
Did you watch this past Mondays?
I did.
Okay. Did I miss anything good?
No, not really. Not really. People still commenting on your Luke Cage thing, so that's pretty cool. Right, we are now live on the Ustream. The other show is uploading, so if you guys want to watch on Ustream, go ahead and check us out. But anyway, where the hell? Now my screen is frozen. Where is it? Here we go. Let me get back to here. Okay. So let's run down the card. I have a couple of clips I want to play, and then we'll wrap this bitch up and get ready for the pay-per-view. How about that? Where are we? Okay. So I played a little bit of, I don't know if you were listening, but I played a little bit of the update from Ian Riccoboni in the Bucks.
Yeah, I heard it.
All right, we're going to hear from the Bucks and in a few minutes because I have their clip. I got a nice four-minute clip, too, of Christopher Daniels, and we'll get into that as well. But now let's get into this four-corner tag survival match for the shot at the ROH World Tag Team Championship. Rhett Titus and Kenny King recently reformed in the last several months, bringing back the All Night Express, which you know is one of my favorite tag teams of all time.
Yeah.
And they recruited Caprice Coleman.
Cabinet.
And they're calling themselves the Cabinet. So, which is pretty cool. And the tag team scene has gotten a bit crowded. Because War Machine and Shane Taylor and Keith Lee, these big, massive dudes, these goons, they're pretty pissed. War Machine's pretty pissed. You want to hear War Machine?
Yeah.
Let's hear War Machine.
Shane Taylor, Keith Lee, we're in Pittsburgh putting bodies in ambulances. Where are you? Next week, we're in Atlanta. Then we'll be in Lowell, Boston. We're going to Chicago. We're going to Dearborn. We'll be everywhere. Wherever I find you, Shane, Keith, I'm ending this once and for all. Wherever you are, I don't care if it's a Ring of Honor ring. I don't care if it's a locker room, a Subway, a Chipotle. Anywhere I find you, it's on.
Can you, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you seen Hanson and Rowe in a fucking Chipotle, would you about face and walk out?
If they were just sitting there eating, no. If they were raising hell, yes.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna take the safe route, man. At that point, if I'm going to a Chipotle, I'm not by myself, I'm with the family. If Hanson and Rowe are in there and they're mad, even if they're sitting down, I ain't messing with those dudes. And Keith Lee and Shane Taylor are some big goons, man. They're some big boys. And they're also taking on the team of the newly formed tag team of Dalton Castle and Colt Cabana. Now, Colt Cabana has gotten himself into the World Heavyweight Championship scene because he was part of the whole thing when the Bullet Club reformed. And Colt Cabana had a title shot against Jay Lethal a few months back, and that thing all came to fruition of what would happen. We all know what happened at that point. I think I just lost Kid Human, but that's okay. Dawn Castle's making a name for himself. I got a really funny clip from the Briscoes regarding Dalton Castle. It has nothing to do with the match itself, but I just have to play it because it's funny. So let's hear from we're gonna hear from them boys a couple of times. So let's hear from them right now.
Morning, folks. How we doing, ladies and gentlemen? It's great to see you this morning. It's them boys, a.k.a. Strapped Up, a.k.a. Welcome out here to Sussex County, Delaware.
Welcome.
A.k.a. Bring Your Ass, a.k.a. We'll Pile Your Ass Up, a.k.a. Who Want It, a.k.a. I Don't Think They Want It, a.k.a. Don't Call Me Talking No Bull Crap, Call Me Talking Money, a.k.a. Let's get that money, a.k.a. Burn Money, a.k.a. Who Want It. A.K.A. Bring Your Ass, A.K.A. Who You With, A.K.A. The Baddest Mother Out.
Simmer down, Jay. Don't want you polluting this beautiful Sussex County air with your language. Now, come on. Now, what we're getting at is Saturday night, Lockport, New York. We got tag team action going on in the main event, baby. It's them boys versus one young man, Mr. Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana, how we doing, old buddy? Oh. The Art of Wrestling Podcast, congratulations. But I got one for you. How about the Art of Whooping Your Ass, boy?
Relax. Just relax.
And Colt Cabana's tag team partner that evening, my fine feathered friend, my brother in the featherhood, if you will, the party peacock, Mr. Dalton Castle. Now, Dalton Castle, let me please make this clear. I do enjoy you. Mr. Dalton Castle, let me also make something else perfectly clear. One thing I want to know about you that I'm not sure that I do know. What kind of bird are you, son? Dalton Castle, what kind of bird are you?
He's the party peacock, man.
The party peacock. I got a party peacock for you. Bobby, if you please. This is my friend, Robert. Now let me explain something to you about this bird. This bird had talons 3 inches long that will dig into your, pardon my friend, ass. This bird has a beak that can pierce through bulletproof glass. And this bird is but a young man. You wait till you see this bird in his full potential. Don't cast what I want. What is your full potential? Are you one of them birds that's gonna swoop down on the horizon and grab a baby goat off a mountainside? Or are you one of them birds that's just gonna tuck your head under your feathers and go hide in the corner? Because I tell you what kind of bird I am, baby.
Hey, we're going to find out Saturday night.
I tell you what kind of bird I am, damn it. The Tustin County Chicken is a warbird, baby. It's a warbird.
Hey, Lockport, New York, Saturday night, we're going to find out what you all about, Castle. We'll see you up there, son.
Yeah, like I said, had nothing to do with the match tonight, but they've been fighting each other well, so. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm telling the fans about Ring of Honor.
Oh.
What are you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm going to go lay down and cozy up with a nice book.
Oh, listen, can I give you a present while I'm here?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Oh, guys, I'm going to give my wife a present while I'm on over here with you. So I know you like Shia LaBeouf, so I bought you a Shia LaBeouf coloring book.
Oh my God, guys, look.
Yeah, look, see? It's, and it's got Shia LaBeouf trading cards, too, in the back.
Oh my God.
So have fun with that.
Ooh, I'm going to rub them all over my titties.
Don't do that. You're on camera.
No.
No, don't do that.
Wow, this is great.
Isn't it?
Wow, I can't wait to color this with Michael.
Oh, say hi to the folks.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Look what I got.
I know, Indiana Jones. I figured, I figured you like Shia LaBeouf. I figured I'd get your coloring book.
Yeah, that big rebel.
The big rebel?
Where'd you go today that I got presents?
I went to the dollar store. I didn't go to supermarkets because you said you were going to buy soda.
I got everything on your list but the cola.
Right. So I went to the dollar store. I wanted to get some tape. I needed a tape dispenser.
Oh, did you get it?
I did.
And this was in the dollar store?
It was.
God, this is the best 10 dimes you ever spent.
Guess how much it costs?
Dollar.
It costs a dollar.
That's what I said, 10 dimes.
That's it, 10 dimes.
10 dimes?
Zero dimes.
Right. Scott said zero dimes. We got Kid Human back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Wow.
So, there you go. There's your present.
Oh, thanks, babe. You're the best.
Okay. Can I finish my show now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't forget to get yourself a hot and ready.
That's right.
Ring of Honor. Cinnamon bun.
Hot. Yeah, that's right. Cinnamon bun's downstairs.
Cinnamon bun.
Thank you, Puddin'.
Bye.
Okay. Just got ambushed by the unsilent majority. So I gave her a present. And now she's on her way. And I played the Dalton Castle clip with them boys just for shits and giggles. And ironically, it was good because I lost you for a minute there.
Yeah.
So, you okay?
Yeah. I think my router's on the shits.
Yes, Rex. We are live. Rex Watson checking in. Anyway, okay. As I was saying before Kid Human left us shortly, and then the Unsilent Majority came in and then gave her a coloring book because she likes coloring books. You know, my wife is a cheap date, so. You guys want to... Anyway, so now, Four Corner Tag Survival for a shot at the Tag Team Championship, currently held by The Addiction. Who do you like, brother?
I like Hanson and Rowe.
I did until I realized that if the Addiction dropped the belts tonight, I'd rather see like the Bucks fight All Night Express instead of them fighting War Machine.
Or even Cabana and Dalton.
Cabana and Dalton. And to be honest, I feel like, you know, this match may determine who gets into the next few. I don't think the Addiction are winning a belt, retaining tonight. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But I think the All Night Express is going to take it. You taking War Machine?
Yeah. You see, it's one of those things. Yeah, I'm going to take War Machine.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, man, we don't have to agree all the time. It's great that we agree a lot.
I was thinking about what you said.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I'm going to go with War Machine. But, I mean, if any one of these teams beat them, it's going to be a big guys, you know, whoever wins. If War Machine wins, it's big on little.
Yeah, you know what? And either way, I mean, whoever wins is going to be – I mean, I don't think the Addiction are winning tonight. Lee and Taylor have a beef with War Machine, so that'll probably just cancel them out. You know what I'm saying? And you have to look at it that way, too.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Rex said the same thing. There you go. See? He said, Lee and Taylor, War Machine will cancel Taylor out because of Taylor and Rose feud. See? There you go. There you go. See? We have nice things here sometimes. But if they cancel themselves out, I do like the All Night Express, though. So, you know. But either way, whoever wins, it's going to be a good match regardless. All these guys can go. I don't know too much about Taylor and Lee, but I know everybody else. And I think Caprice Coleman's going to have a
little interference. But you got the boys out there.
Yeah, I know. The boys. I like the boys.
easy to have Michael Jackson.
Yes. Ooh, thinner. Oh, see, Choppy agrees with me. Old school. Luke Cage looks way better. Of course he does. Yeah. Of course he does, Choppy. You know, son. All right. So, obviously, as I've announced a couple of weeks ago, the Ring of Honor now is getting into the 6-man tag team championships. Now they're to, you know, bringing back the old regime from the NWA, the Mid-Atlantic, and, you know, that kind of thing. I'm a fan of the 6-man. I always was. And now, a couple of things have happened. The Addiction have got themselves a new. I'm sorry, not the Addiction. What do you call it? Leo Rush was supposed to team up with Jay White, and was it not Jay White? Was supposed to team up with what's his
name? Kushida and Jay White.
Yeah, and Leo Rush got replaced. And let's hear from Alex Shelley, because it's fucked up the way it happened. Listen.
I'm no trainer, but does that feel better?
Yeah, it feels a lot better.
Okay, so some kind of awkward tell you here. 6-man tournament, right?
Yeah.
You excited about it?
Yeah,
don't be. You're out. I hate to do it to you, man, but I know that one of the best companies in Germany wanted to use you too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know you value Ring of Honor more than anything, right?
I do.
Let me tell you something. I got good. Saban got good. Jay White got good. ACH got good. We all got good by touring the world, and that's something you need to do. Okay?
I mean, but I wanted to cancel, though.
No, yeah, okay, you don't have to. I found a replacement. You probably want to know who it is.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty good. Kushida.
All right,
get some seasoning on that steak. Go to Germany and come back a better wrestler, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, dude. Thank you.
It's fucked up. He goes, yeah, well, you're done. All right, so Jay White, Kushida, and ACH taking on the team of Toriano from New Japan and the Briscoes. And I got their little spiel too. You want to hear that? Let's hear that.
All-Star Extravaganza, live on pay-per-view. For the first time ever, Ring of Honor crowns 6-man tag team champions. Hey, and them boys ain't no strangers to gold. You know that. But you know, it would be damn nice to have another strap to put on this shoulder. I know what you're saying. It's just two of y'all. How y'all gonna win the six-man titles like that? Well, you don't know. We got a partner, baby. He is the man. He is the main man. He is the most amazing man. Let me introduce you right now to my man, Yano San.
Yano Tori
San. Right there, baby. The first ever, never overweight six-man tag team champions. Get ready to be the first ROH six-man tag team champions. See you at the pay-per-view.
Now, Kid Newman, you know I'm a big Briscoe's mark. And I want – and they were the current IWGP Tag Team Champions. I don't know if they lost the straps yet. They still might be.
I don't think so.
I think they're still I would love to see them advance in this tournament. I don't know if Jay White – who – Jay White is up and coming. I don't know if they have the – you know – if they have the size to beat Yano and the Briscoes, you know, and Yano is like the he's like the Santino of New Japan Pro Wrestling. So and he's over, you know, he shills all his he goes in the ring, he shills all his DVDs and shit like that. And I think Rex is telling me that they're telling us that they lost the belts a long time ago. So they're no longer new the IWGP Tag Team Champions. I stand corrected. I haven't been following. So either way, I like the Briscoes and Yano just because of their size. I like them to advance. Who are you taking?
I'm going to take – I liked when Leo Rush was on the team. I didn't know he was removed. But I'm going to go with the Briscoes and Yano.
Yeah, Leo Rush is a – what do you call it? What are you doing here?
Come down at 8:30?
Yeah, well, I'll be down like 8:45, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm doing a show. Go out. Thank you. Get that TV ready.
Okay.
All right? Okay, kids are getting excited. Everybody's getting excited for coloring books and pay-per-view tonight, boys and girls. So, yeah, Leo Rush, I guess, was the deal breaker, right?
Yeah.
If he was still in the match, I'd give them the match. He was on such a tear right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I'm taking the Briscoes and Yano. So, all right. Let's get into the next match, Kid Human. One half of Red Dragon, Kyle O'Reilly, taking on the newest member of the Bullet Club, Adam Hangman Page. Could be a good match.
Yeah.
Really good match. Both guys can really go. Kyle O'Reilly is a submission specialist. Page can do the ground game as well as throw a lot of fucking nasty moves at you.
As far as I could see, they're still the champs.
The
Briscoes.
Yeah, I wasn't. That promo was from like last week. I took it from ringofhonor.com and the Facebook page. So if they're still champions, then I guess he stands corrected. So it would be cool if they won the six man ROH and they're still the IWGP tag champions. It's pretty cool. And they've been defending again. I know they defended against. Against the Bullet Club, the Gorilla guys, the Samoans, Gorillas of Destiny,
yes,
yeah, the G.O.D. That's Haku's kids,
yeah.
So
Camacho,
yeah, Camacho. Yeah, I never said they were Trios champs. I said they were New Japan Tag champs. Anyway, Kyle O'Reilly, Hangman Page. I'm gonna take Page. Actually, as much as I love Kyle O'Reilly, I'm taking Page.
I'm liking Page, too, in this.
Okay. Just because of the whole Bullet Club aspect of it, for me, anyway. So
yeah.
A couple of throw-ins. Kamitachi taking on Dragon Lee. Kamitachi is the six-man partner of the Addiction for their tournament. In the tournament. I do have their promo, too. I'll play that, if you don't mind. Okay.
Who flies higher than the Freebirds? Who's a closer-knit family than the Von Erichs? The answer to both of those questions are the Addiction and Kamitachi. So who better than to be the very first Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Champions of the world than us. You see, the Addiction needed to build an army, and what did we do? We recruited the perfect soldier in Kamitachi, and since we've done that, we've conquered all of Ring of Honor, we've conquered all of New Japan, and now in the first round of the six-man tag team tournament, we face Team CMLL, the best Mexico Contenders. But all that means is when we beat them, our victory will be that much sweeter. We will become the first Ring of Honor six-man tag team champions of the world. And you know why? Tell them what we are, Kamitachi. Best six-man in the business!
Well, so, you know, I like Kamitachi because of his, I think he's a better wrestler than Dragon Lee. I'm taking Kamitachi. And I like them to advance. That team can go to the finals, actually. Especially if Kazarian and Daniels lose tonight.
Yeah.
They'll definitely go strong. They'll go hard for the six-man, you know?
Yeah.
So, apparently, according to Rex, they had this match in CMLL. And many are calling it Match of the Year, but it hasn't gotten a lot of play. Dragon Lee is amazing. This is the, I guess this would be like the Cruiserweight Classic match of the night. Or the opening Cruiserweight WCW 90s match. So, this is going to be your Cruiserweight spot monkey match of the night. So I'm going to take Kamitachi in this one.
I like Dragon Lee.
You're taking Dragon Lee. It's either way, you're going to get entertained.
Yeah, I mean, this is like their first big crossover promotion.
Right.
So I'm going to pick Dragon Lee because, I mean, you got these guys losing. Who's going to be interested in it?
I'd like to see that match from CMLL if somebody can post it in the chat room or send it to me later on the Facha del Libre. That means Facebook. In another language. See, I'm learning.
An old Ginzo.
I'm learning. I'm learning, Kid Human. I'm learning. okay. This match I'm looking forward to because before you came onto the show, you were listening in, and you know I'm a huge Naito mark. I love Naito. I told everybody that this fucking kid was going to blow up. I called it. Didn't know he was going to be a heel. Didn't know he was going to win all those championships right away, but I called it. Naito has gotten himself a stable with Evil, and they're taking on the former Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion.
And the former TV champion.
And the former TV champion, Mr. Jay Lethal from Elizabeth, New Jersey. I'm torn because I love both guys. I could see Lethal getting this match tonight because he's been getting the shit into, so he got his hair shaved and just all this other nonsense. I could see Lethal winning the match. I'm taking Lethal, but if Naito wins, it wouldn't be surprising because he's on such a tear lately.
I'm with you on it.
Right, you're taking Lethal as well?
Yeah, I'm taking Lethal.
But Tetsuya Naito is my, right now, you know, and this was after Nakamura had left to go to WWE. I called it. I said Naito is the man, and he is the man.
I wouldn't even be surprised if this ends and if it gets thrown out.
I wouldn't be surprised if they give Naito a title shot here at Ring of Honor, because another New Japan standout right now is getting a title shot tonight. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But this is, without a doubt, going to be a fantastic match. Both guys can go. Naito, like I said, on a tear. Jay Lethal has a lot to go back into now. He has a lot to prove. After dropping both belts, as he held both of them at one point in the game a couple of months ago, now you're going to see a hungry Jay Lethal get back on that hustle, and the match is going to be that much better. So both of us, myself and the Kid Human, were taking Jay Lethal?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, here's the thing, man. Now, when Bobby Fish won the... Thank you, Rex, very much for that, by the way. I think he just posted a link. When Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly... Not they split up, but when they gave Bobby Fish the singles run, I thought Kyle O'Reilly was going to be the tag team, the television champion. I thought he had the in on the TV championship, but they gave it to Bobby Fish instead. Don't have a problem with that. Bobby Fish, the older statesman. Bobby Fish, a fantastic wrestler. Red Dragon is amazing. If you haven't seen Red Dragon, you're right. Yes, Rex. Naito did get the New Japan IC strap from Elgin. But if you haven't seen Red Dragon fight as a team in the last couple of years, you're missing out. They are fantastic. Fantastic. But Bobby Fish is your current TV champion, and he is defending against everybody. And Donovan Dijak, no slouch.
No.
He's aligned himself with Prince Nana, who's been a mainstay at Ring of Honor for years. He's been a guy in the indies here locally for years. It's going to be a great match.
Yeah, he won that Prospect tournament last year.
He did. He won the Prospect tournament. He was aligned with the House of Truth for a while, and then that kind of broke up a little bit because this guy got hurt, Truth Martini, who's recovering from neck surgery. And, of course, Jay Lethal and your girl, Taylor Hendricks. You think she'll be at ringside tonight with Jay Lethal?
You never know.
Oh, I hope so, for your sake.
Yeah. Scott. Hey, Rex, you got a link for this by any chance?
Scott, you see, every time I mention Taylor Hendricks, you notice Scott's tone gets lower and lower, like he's trying to seduce me like a Barry White song. I love it. I love when Scott gets all excited about the honeys. He drops it. He puts the bass in his voice. Like, we got it together, baby. Oh, yeah. I like that. We got it together, Phil. Yeah, baby.
It's all good.
All right. I'm taking Bobby Fish to retain, although I would love to see Donovan Dijak upset Bobby Fish. He can. I mean, Ring of Honor is known to throw you a monkey wrench once in a while.
A little swerve action.
You know how we do. But I think Bobby Fish, the Elder Statesman, will retain the television championship and move on to eventually face his old partner. I think that's what it's coming down to, I hope. That'd be fresh.
That would be great, those two going at it, him and O'Reilly.
If I get that a final battle, my kid might pass out.
Mikey will explode.
He's exploding right now. He's all excited. You see him running here interrupting my show.
But yeah, I mean, I like Dijak in this.
Do you? You like Dijak? You know what, dude? I would say upset, but I don't think it's going to be an upset if he wins, man. The kid's that good.
I think it would be an upset to a point, but not a major upset. You know? It's not like...
It wouldn't be total. I mean, yeah, it wouldn't be like, you know...
It ain't no Cinderella story upset.
No, because Dijak... See, Dijak is not... He's not new anymore. People know him. He ain't going to surprise anybody. You know what I'm saying? He's going to come correct.
Yeah.
He's got Nana in his corner who is a great presence with young guys. He's proven that in the past. So he's got all the tools. You know, yeah. He's got the size. He's got the moveset. And he's got Prince Nana in his corner. I could definitely see him winning. However, I don't see it tonight. I could see them maybe doing a rematch at Final Battle or doing something else, maybe a three-way with Kyle O'Reilly. That would be amazing. That would be great. Right? A three-way for the TV title, that would be fucking insanely good. Insanely good. Okay. So we're down to the last two matches. And I'm not that I'm rushing it, but, I mean, it's almost 8:45. We got to wrap it up soon because I want to get ready for the pay-per-view. And I know you want to take a breather because you've been on fucking podcasting since you've been in the car.
Yeah.
So I have some more clips to play, by the way. But let's get into this match. Now, I didn't have any clips of Adam Cole cutting a promo against Michael Elgin, who Adam Cole will be defending the Ring of Honor Championship against Unbreakable Michael Elgin, who's been pretty much New Japan standout for the last half year.
Naito broke him. He took his belt.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, too. With Michael Elgin was very stale in Ring of Honor the last couple of years, and I think he needed a break from the... And, you know, listen, Michael Elgin's a very agile dude for his size. We've seen him in some amazing matches. However, I think with all the transition that Ring of Honor's been doing, I think it was only fitting that he could just switch to the strong style and go to New Japan. He fits right over there. He was teaming with Tanahashi.
Yeah.
They were in the G1 Classic, and like we just mentioned, like Rex mentioned before, he was the IC champion.
He beat Omega for that.
He beat Omega in a ladder match. Yeah. Some people didn't like the ladder match. I'm not a big ladder gimmick guy. Yeah, I'm not, unless the cage. But it was a good match.
regardless. Yeah, it was a good match.
I thought it was solid. You put Kenny Omega in with anybody, he could wrestle a fucking broom and get away with it. Michael Elgin can actually wrestle.
Yeah.
But Adam Cole has gotten himself into some trouble. Adam Cole has been interrupting people's promos, and there's one particular guy who just came into the company right from WWE with a bunch of potential, didn't quite cut it in NXT, which I don't know why. Maybe you can help me with that. But Bull James, a.k.a. Bull Dempsey, is now in Ring of Honor. He's got a ton to prove. I think he fits right into their talent pool. And he cuts a promo, but he's out to prove himself.
I came this close. From a 16-year-old kid sitting in the Rexplex in the crowd with a dream to debuting in the Honor Rumble for Ring of Honor. It's been a long ride, and I came this close, but it's okay. Because I've been in a lot of fights in my life, and I haven't won all of them, but I have never lost.
Unbelievable. Move! Jay Lethal! You have no... What
the hell do you think you're doing? Okay, listen, Bull, I don't know if you know who you're dealing with. Yeah, I'm dealing with the guy that they sent home when they said yes to me. That's who I'm dealing with.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Adam.
Bull, listen to me. I know you're new here, and I know you live in this fantasy world, but here, I'm the king. I run this place because I am the Ring of Honor World Champion, and I'm assuming that you want a shot at my championship. Well, get in line, because you've proved nothing to me and nothing to Ring of Honor.
I'll tell you what, if you got the balls, you'll give me my shot. You'll step up to the plate and you'll go toe-to-toe with me, Adam.
Bull, you'll never wrestle for this Ring of Honor World Championship, but if you want me to make an example out of you, welcome you properly to Ring of Honor, and embarrass you, I'd be more than happy to. I'm out of time. See ya, Bull.
So not that I'm looking over Michael Elgin, but now you got this kid in your grill. You got Jay Lethal on your grill. Jay Briscoe still wants a fucking title shot. The title scene right now in Ring of Honor is extremely tight.
It's white hot.
You could throw Naito in there. You can throw any of the tag team guys in there. But this is interesting. This is going to set up – I mean, I don't see Michael Elgin winning the title again tonight.
No, not at all.
But Adam Cole is a marked man. Legit. I think he'll hold the belt until WrestleMania weekend, I think, until next year. I think he's going to be a champion for a long time. Adam Cole is my guy who should be on NXT. I've been saying that for a minute. I think he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. I've been an Adam Cole guy for a minute. I love him to death. This is perfect for him, and he's in the Bullet Club now. I think it's perfect for him. This whole scenario is perfect for him. Being a champion is perfect for him. He's the perfect heel. He's in a perfect stable now, and they're throwing prime opponents at him, Kid Human. I don't know if there's any other champion right now in wrestling outside of maybe AJ Styles that's as good as Adam Cole, hands down. You could throw Kenny Omega in there too, but he's not a world champion.
I don't know. I think Owens and him.
Owens and him could they were a team actually.
Yeah.
Them and him, Cole and the Bucks. They were the.
They took that picture in the room together with their belts.
Yes, they are the. They were in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. They were called the Mount Rushmore of Wrestling.
Yep, with the Bucks.
With the Bucks, right? So, I'm taking Adam Cole, Bebe, to retain. Yeah. You?
Yeah, I'm taking Adam Cole. I mean, it's going to be a good match, but I don't see Elgin going over.
Do you think Michael Elgin is a good fit with New Japan and now with New Japan? Yeah, you do, right? And even with New Japan's agreement with Ring of Honor, you know?
Yeah.
So, this whole card is dope, dude. This is going to be a great I'm not streaming it. I fucking bought it, high definition. I'm paying the $35. I know I can download it like Sunday, but I really want to see it tonight. And I've been waiting for like 2 weeks. This is awesome. So it's like a dream come true when we get. I like the fact that Ring of Honor does this every couple of months. and they tease you. You know, it's almost like back in the day when we only got four pay-per-views from WWF.
Yeah.
Same concept with Ring of Honor getting one every 3 months. And I think it's fantastic. It's the way to go. It'll set up feuds. It'll finish feuds. It'll create better storylines. It'll make guys work better. And it constantly evolves the championship title races in each class, and whether it's tag team, TV, or world title. Do you agree? Or, I mean, is it me, or do you want more pay per views from them? I'm good with the every 3 months.
I would like to see more of it. You know, I'd like to see them more on mainstream TV. You know,
yeah, I agree. I think so.
And that way it would build it up. Maybe you get one every 2 months. You know, six a year would be good.
So
because they have a lot of crossover, you know, a lot of interpromotional deals,
right?
And that can help boost your pay-per-views. I mean, look here, you got Dragon Lee and Kamatachi, and you got Jay Lethal and Naito. You got everybody wrestling everybody, every federation,
right?
And you can definitely build pay-per-views on this because, like, you got Michael Elgin, who's in New Japan, fighting for your Ring of Honor championship.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then next, like you said, Naito, Jay Lethal, Briscoe. It does build a storyline and keep it going, but how long can you keep it going without it going stale? A couple more pay-per-views. With this much going on, it helps push it along. When you have this big of a title scene and a backlog, it would help if you did maybe a couple more. I know they do their iPay-per-views, but...
Yeah, that technology is whack. We spoke about that. You know?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like them at all. I don't like them at all. But, all right. Rex in the chat room. Elgin has the Dr. Death vibe in Japan. That's big shoes to fill. Doc not only was fantastic singles in Japan, but him and Gordy, obviously, the Miracle Violence connection, were fucking amazing in Japan. He's got that feel to him. I wish he had a tag team partner though. That in Japan, not Tanahashi, like a Vader type or Bam Bam Bigelow type, like big man tag team. You know, you need some big galoots in there to mess up the Japanese. You know, they don't have a lot of big guys there anymore, you know. But yeah, no, I could see the feel of it. I don't know if he's exactly Dr. Death. He's a lot better wrestler than Dr. Death was. Dr. Death was a collegiate guy, but Dr. Death was just a power wrestler. Elgin is a power wrestler, plus he can throw a bunch of grappling moves on you too, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're both taking Cole to retain, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now about to wrap up this card. Your main event of the evening. This is the main event. Okay. This is how much emphasis Ring of Honor puts on their ladder matches. There's only been Ladder War 6. There's only been 6 of these matches. When something like this happens, stuff gets messed up. Wrestlers get hurt. Feuds, teams break up. You might see some stuff go down in this match tonight. The newly reformed City Machine Guns, Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, they're back in the fold. Those guys were amazing when they had their run. I like those guys too. Of course, the Bucks. Now, the Bucks are very much braggadocious about this kid, Human. They have a lot to say. Let's take you now to Nick and Matt Jackson with those big fucking Neil Diamond lamb chops they're rocking with their hairdo. Hold on 1 second. Here we go.
All-Star Extravaganza.
September 30th, live on pay-per-view in Boston.
You see, you got the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Motor City Machine Guns.
That's right.
And you got the Addiction, 3 of the best tag teams in the world.
Christopher Daniels and Frankie Gazarian, we've been wrestling you for the better part of our career. Motor City Machine Guns, the same thing. People might say that you guys might be our greatest rivals. But we begged. We pleaded. Mm-hmm. We said, ROH office, please put us in this match. Put us in this match. What
something
ladder?
That we feel very comfortable sitting on.
Yeah.
Something that we feel very comfortable to jump off of. Ladder War 6, guys.
Oh, you think you've seen us go nuts. You think you've seen us go crazy, but you've never seen the Young Bucks in a ladder war. We're going to do something absolutely insane.
You know what? We've only had these titles one time, Matt. And it was very lackluster, but this time around, that's changing.
We're going to be two-time ROH Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. We're going to take these things to Japan, take them to California. We're going to have a big mantle of championship belts, and we're going to take pictures and put them on Instagram. You know how many likes those are going to get? We'll see you at the pay-per-view.
Say what you want about the Young Bucks. They're very entertaining. I know people give me shit. How can you like them? All they do is a stupid super kick. They're not that good. I got to tell you, man, I saw the Bucks live a couple of times. Those guys can go, you know, forget about the spandex, forget about the lamb chops. Those guys can legit turn a match around. And their success in Japan with the Bullet Club now winning the Junior Tag Team Champions a few times. Their feud with the Hooligans before the Hooligans broke up when Kozlov got hurt and retired. Their matches with Roppongi Vice. Their match against... the Noah guys, like, I mean, they've been, and then the stuff in ROH, obviously, they've been killing it all the time, Kid Human. They've been killing it. And they incorporate stuff, you know, that, I mean, they're going to incorporate stuff tonight that we're probably never going to see. That in there, because they, I'm telling you, these guys are very, very innovative. But these two teams have to face the champions. Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels, the ageless Christopher Daniels, better known as The Addiction. And I got a really nice promo wrap-up tonight from Mr. Christopher Daniels, who says he's measured his life with this.
I've often said that I'm the smartest man in the room. And part of being the smartest man in the room is knowing what to say so I could intimidate or I could infuriate my opponent. So when the time was right, I could manipulate a situation to my best benefit. But as we go to All-Star Extravaganza, as we prepare for a ladder war, I realize that the best way to get my point across is to tell the truth. Now, in pro wrestling terms, 23 years can seem like an eternity. I look around at a lot of the people that started after me and have already retired, and I'm still here. And my thoughts turn to the end. Like, is the end close by? Can I see the end from where I'm at? Is it close enough to touch? And I know all of the cliches, how everything has its season, that all good things must come to an end, that nothing lasts forever. And I know the cliche about an athlete dying two deaths. And I realize that my first death is a knock on my door that I can expect at any time. And more important than that, I understand that there will come a time where I will have my last championship match, that I'll hand this belt to a referee and I won't get it back. So I ask you to imagine Matt and Nick Jackson, Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, I want you to imagine, how tight do you think your grip becomes when you believe that if you let something go, you'll never hold it again? I want you to think about the parts of your humanity that you're willing to sacrifice to keep the things that are important to you. I realize that I've lived a very long life. I've been a father for 13 years. I've been a husband for 23 years. All the things that I have, and if I woke up tomorrow and it was all gone, and the only thing that I had left was this, I'd be fine with that. Because the truth is, I'm a horrible husband. I'm a terrible father. The only thing that I was ever good at was professional wrestling. This is the most important thing I've ever held. I've measured my life with this. And a life without this isn't a life that I'm interested in. So September 30th, All-Star Extravaganza with my best friend, Frankie Kazarian, by my side. With our backs up against the wall, with our most prized possession hanging over our heads, and with two of the greatest tag teams in wrestling history in front of us, ask yourself, what will Christopher Daniels do to keep the things that he wants? And I'll tell you, I will do anything. I will risk everything. Because I'm going to be the guy that spits in the face of cliches. I'm going to be the guy that tells time to f*** off. Because this is going to last forever. And at All-Star Extravaganza, Young Bucks, Motor City Machine Guns, the addiction ends you.
Saved the best for last, huh?
That you did.
So
that's a good promo.
That was a great promo, and it was worth the 4 minutes. We're about 4 minutes away from bell time. Lowell Memorial Auditorium in Lowell, Massachusetts. All-Star Extravaganza number 8. Live on pay-per-view, 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time. Now, Kid Newman for the World Tag Team Championship, Ladder War 6, Motor City Machine Guns versus the Young Bucks. Versus the Addiction, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian. Who do you got, my friend?
Motor City Machine Guns.
You taking the guns, huh?
Taking the guns.
I was taking the guns up until, like, Wednesday. And I saw that promo, and I said they're going to retain. And then I said, you know what? No, they're not. I think the Young Bucks are taking it. I don't know. I just think the Young Bucks can bring more to the table at this point in everybody's career. If you look at these teams down the line, obviously the Addiction being the elder statesman, the Guns right behind them, the Bucks being the youngest. I think they have more to gain, less to lose. The Addiction have everything to lose. And of course the Guns just there for the party. You know, at this point they got pretty much thrown in, you know?
Yeah.
But you're taking the Guns, which is a good pick. I could see them doing it. I could see every team winning this, which is great, which is why Ring of Honor comes correct every time. But I definitely think the Young Bucks will win it. You're picking the Motor City Machine Guns. This is going to be a great card. This is going to be a great card. We hope you to join us. Are you coming for the pre-show or are you...
The post-show?
I mean, I'm sorry, the post-show?
If I could find somewhere to watch it, yeah.
Yes. If not, we're going to have a post-show regardless. I'll be back around between 11:45 and midnight. Please join us. Don't forget, rantemradio.com. I want to thank my partner, Kid Newman, for putting up with this tonight. I love him to death. Thank you, everybody, in the chat room. And really, enjoy the pay-per-view, man. This is going to be a blast tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Enjoy it. We'll be back later on, either way. I hope we get some callers, you know?
Yeah, Rex, call in.
Yeah, call in later on, guys. Good night.
All right, well, good night, all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.